Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. And luckily for you, old Dirty Show and T-Mill had the latest. And the latest here, Clint. A lot to get to here. Plaintiff's attorney, Tony Busby, filed lawsuit against the Texans alleging they enabled Watson's behavior. Busby later went on to state, today we filed the first case of what will likely be many against the Houston Texans related to Deshaun Watson's behavior. And Clint, we also got a statement from the Texans. Want to read that to you. We are aware of the lawsuit filed against us today. Since March 2021, we have fully supported and complied with law enforcement and the various investigations. We will continue to take the necessary steps to address the allegations against our organization. And Clint, we spoke with Amy Dash earlier, our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 legal analyst, and she kind of gave a breakdown of what the lawsuit means for the Texans. Here was Amy.
This is a civil suit, and he's saying that it's one of many civil suits that will go on to attach the Texans. Really, this is just a monetary thing. So if they were to lose, and there's a request for a jury trial, the lawsuit is requesting damages. So that would be a significant amount of money. And what they need to show is they need to show that the Texans contributed to the behavior, that they failed to supervise Deshaun Watson as their employee. And there needs to be a connection between his activity and his work for the team, because it would fall under a legal theory that holds employers liable for the acts of their employees. So some may say, well, you know, when he was getting massages, that was on his own personal time. However, there is evidence that the team secured a hotel membership for him. So it would fall under like team facilities, even though the hotel's not controlled by the team, it's paid for by the team. So that would create a connection where, okay, the team is involved in him getting these massages, and the presumption is that it's for his health and fitness to be able to play football for the team.
All right, that was Amy Dash, our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey legal insider. Your thoughts when we talked with her, you've been thinking about this. We've heard this a couple times now from Amy.
Yeah, look, I thought before we had Amy on, I thought like a lot of what the lawsuit alleged or accused the Texans of doing, I thought would be very difficult to prove. And in reality, after talking to Amy, you know, she mentioned that there's a lot of evidence that Tony Busby claims to have, and she has an open line of communication with Tony Busby. So I'm assuming she knows more than what she is legitimately telling us. And from a standpoint of being able to say she knows it, according to her, it wouldn't take much to tie the Texans to it, take much proof to tie the Texans to it to a degree of knowing. Look, I'm listening to that cut right there, and I'm thinking, okay, What if Deshaun Watson came to the Texans and said he had COVID and he couldn't work out in the facility and he needed a place where he could be away from family, be away from the team, where he could still work out and things of that nature. And they paid for the hotel room because of that. According to what Amy just said, that would be an extension of the facility, and that would be an extension of you know, Texans operations. And if that changes the game, and I mean that could be possible that's why he was there and why they were linked to it. And you know, I don't know, man. I just, as I'm sitting here listening, as we were talking to her earlier and sitting here listening to it now, boy, it is a lot more likely that they can link the Texans
in some
to this in some way, shape, or form, and it's going to take a lot less evidence than what I thought.
Well, especially when you bring in the part of should have known, which is well should have been aware, when you then bring it to the point of, oh, they signed an NDA. They got an NDA for him that was given him from the Texans. Like, you can see them putting all of these things together to create the thought of the Texans should have known or potentially did know.
Well, just, I mean, you know, we talked a lot about the massage, the spa that was working hand-in-hand with the Texans and had for a while. You know, if my thought was, if the owner of that spa just kind of flippantly in conversation with a lower-level employee said, hey, you know, boy, Deshaun Watson, he ain't using this the way he's supposed to. You know, he's using outside help. And even if she's doing it to help her business and say, we need Deshaun Watson to be working with us, not outside, not others around the city of Houston. You know, if she said, oh, by the way, word is he's out there taking some big-time risk. Like, something as small as that could be considered them knowing what was going on. To me, that changes the game. I mean, I was under the impression that she would have needed to have gone to someone of note with the Texans and said, "Hey, my man's out here doing some crazy things, and y'all need to check him before it gets out of control." It wouldn't take that. It could just be a general conversation about what Deshaun Watson was or wasn't up to, in her opinion, that could be evidence.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And like you said, she has a line of communication, and he says it in the lawsuit that they have a lot of evidence to help prove what it is they're trying to prove. We'll see about that. I do agree. Talking to Amy Dash, listening to Mike Meltzer earlier, who was great on In the Loop, I do come away thinking that this isn't just something easy for the Texans. Like, this is like they've got some issue here that they're going to have to, you know, have to defend themselves.
I mean, I think, like we said from the jump, show, I think, now I don't know if the Texans want to play the long game. I don't know if they would rather just write a check and move on. I would assume that they've got a pretty good size slush fund for this kind of situation to get behind it and move on and save face. But, you know, I don't know, man. The more we talk about it, the more we hear, more legal experts we hear from, the more I feel like there's something there with potentially something there with the Texans and Deshaun Watson and Tony Busby trying to, whether he's just trying to get a little extra payday for these last four, or he's going after a bigger fish. Either way it goes, boy, it sure seems like he's got some backing.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. As the Astros are off today, they'll get back going at Citi Field to play the Mets in the next couple of days. Lance McCullers, he pitched out there on Yankee Stadium, and we've got an update from Lance talking about what the plan is now moving forward.
I think the plan for now would be probably I had to talk to Jeremiah. I just got filled, so you guys can tell. I'm sweaty. So if I had to guess, I mean, don't quote me, but maybe that first day back at home, second day back at home, kind of treat it like a 5-6 day rotation, get a bullpen in, probably on, call it Tuesday, and just kind of start falling into progression. And once we feel like we're in a good groove, we'll start shortening the timetable, you know, much more similar to spring training, where, you know, you throw a live on a Monday, Tuesday'd be off, Wednesday'd be off, you know, tossing, but not like on the mound. And then you throw a live Thursday, and then kind of get in that groove, and just kind of build the, build the volume.
All right, just take your time. That's the one big thing. Take your time, Lance. I said I'm looking for August, is where I am. And to be honest, what we watched over the past six games against the two New York teams, the two best records in each league, it's a scary thing if your number two starter, Lance McCullers, is back.
Ooh.
And that rotation in the postseason, more importantly, is rolling some sort of Verlander, Lance, Framber, and Christian Javier. I mean, come on now. Like that, watching that rotation this weekend, to think the guy who I would have said would have been the ace walking into this season, just coming off of what we saw last year, had he not gotten injured, Lance McCullers, I would have called him the ace coming in for, you know, Justin Verlander, who's a superhuman. apparently, 39 years old, and Tommy John surgery just has no effect on him. I would have said that guy's coming in as the two. Good God Almighty.
Yeah, and you can argue. I mean, he'd have to come back and be awfully effective pretty quick to be the two.
To jump, yeah.
I mean, golly. Yeah, I mean, think about Javier as your fourth starter.
That's what I've been thinking of.
I mean, come on, man. Luxury Lance. I didn't think that this would be possible, much less likely. I didn't think it would be possible for the Luxury Lance thought mindset to actually happen from in-house. But now that after what I just saw from Christian Javier, what we've seen from Verlander to this point, it damn sure could happen that way.
Yeah. So Lance, it seems like the more and more we hear, he's getting closer. I tell you what, Jaco DeRisi better get his ass going.
It sucks to suck.
He's about to find himself not have a place.
I think it's
Jake's got to be a piece they're gonna try to move. I don't know how valuable he is, but you got to think that that's gonna be a piece they're gonna try to move, right?
Because Jose Urquidy is just giving him the finger.
Those two guys. When you talk about Urquidy and Luis Garcia, I mean those guys. I mean they're so young, and you got them under control.
Yeah, right? Especially Luis. I didn't put Luis. Those two. Yeah. I'm just saying, like Jake, about a week or two ago, probably had a spot when Urquidy was up above 5 in his ERA. I don't think that's the case right now.
This one's on me.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this is some interesting news coming out of the NBA that affects a couple of teams and really my life in multiple ways. The Los Angeles Lakers are the only team known to be seeking a sign-and-trade deal with Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving. And as of today, Kyrie Irving has been granted permission by the Nets to seek a trade. He's got until Wednesday to either opt in or opt out of his $36 million contract with the Nets. And there have been reports from Brian Windhorst of ESPN, Clint, that the Nets are prepared to lose both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant in this offseason, which for the Rockets is an enormous proposition. When we were always talking about when that trade happened, man, I don't know about those picks that they got with the Nets. I mean, they're going to have those three guys. These cats and the Nets are making it. I mean, they don't push that out there for no reason. Brian Windhorst has it from the Nets that they're prepared to lose them. What I mean, those draft picks could look like only God knows now with the Rockets moving forward if the Nets don't have Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
They already lost James.
I mean, you talk about – I mean, obviously that would be the potential trade pieces for the Rockets down the road. I mean, they've already got seven first- or second-year guys on the roster at this point in time. So, I don't know if they'd be able to use all the draft picks, but it sure would be good to have them joints.
They could use them picks to get a big piece.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can use those picks to get a big, big piece. And there seems to always be a big piece somewhere out there.
It's unbelievable, man.
That's looking. Like right now, there's a couple of big pieces that may potentially all of a sudden be
available.
Trying to be on the move. Yeah. And Houston is a destination place. And if you're building this young like they are, that's just one to keep an eye on. That is like when the team comes out and says, we're prepared. To people like Brian Windhorst, that's something that they're seriously taking a look at. So keep an eye on that, and I would feel really good and much better about my Lakers and LeBron if Kyrie were there outside of Russell Wilson.
Really?
Out of Russ? Yeah, Russell. I mean, Russ can't shoot. He can't make 10 shots if he was in the arena by himself. All right, Dusty Baker made some decisions this week that has driven a ton of people here in Houston nuts. We'll get into that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, I asked this question earlier to you, Clint, and you quickly said it. We didn't really stay on it much longer. But I want to throw this out to the people. 713-572-4610. You could text it. Just let that KOL just get into your soul right there.
That's right.
Just let it get in. Just let it sneak in there. Go ahead, Nathan. Just let it sneak into you. But do you have concerns? Because I think the Astros, if you really watch the game, they never. They had the lead the entire series except for two moments, and that was when Aaron Judge walked them off both times. The entire other portions of the game, they were either tied or they had the lead. They probably should have swept that series. Do you have the fear or concern that Dusty Baker will cost this team a chance to get where the Astros want to get, and that is a world championship? That's the question. 713-572-4610. Do you have legit concern that Dusty Baker is going to potentially cost this team a chance to get where they want to get to?
That's a mouthful.
You didn't thought back on it a little bit.
No, I mean, a chance to win a championship. I don't know if I'm ready to go there. I think there's a chance that he could have a very negative impact on the outcome of games moving forward, based off what I just watched. I don't know that we're gonna look up and go, boy, that Dusty's why they didn't win a championship, and that one decision in a vacuum is a reason why they didn't win a championship. I'm not sure if I'm ready to go there yet. No question about it. I am not convinced whatsoever that in a crunch time situation, like we saw twice with this week with the Yankees, this weekend versus the Yankees, that Dusty's gonna make the right decision. And ultimately, the decision that's going to help them win a ball game. With the Yankees, you can't allow one guy to beat you. And I feel like, sure, we can talk about the execution of the pitches. We can talk about the execution of, the 10th inning when there was runners in scoring position and the Astros didn't capitalize on it. There's several reasons why those games were close. There's several reasons why they turned out the way they did. But boy, when it comes to managerial decisions, man, I just don't know how you pitch to Aaron Judge in the two situations that he pitched to Aaron Judge the way that he did.
From the text
and allow him to walk him off.
From the text line 936, not walking Judge was an eye-opener.
The second time was a huge eye opener for me. The first time was more egregious because it's 3-0, and I just don't believe that Stanek made that bad of a pitch. Like, I just don't believe that Stanek was told, hey, whatever you do, throw a pitch that this guy can't hit, and then he made a mistake over the plate. Like, I just can't believe that's where they're at. That, to me, 3-0, you throw the ball in the stands for that matter and get him to first base.
Intentionally was.
That one's more egregious, but when I look at what he did yesterday, two outs, runners on first and second, or was it second and third? There was two runners
on. Two on, I can't remember.
There was two runners on. He single sacrificed the guy over to third, right? Didn't the bunt?
Yeah, that's right.
The bunt sacrificed.
Yeah, first and third.
So it's first and third at the very least. And you got an open bag. And you pitch to Judge again with Seth Martinez. And look, to me, at that point in time, you got to – everything that led up to that, Urquidy's outing, everything that led up to you being in that position, damn near no hitting him again through 6 1/3, I think it was, you got to do everything you can to bring that game home. I think pitching to Aaron Judge in that situation was a monster mistake by Dusty Baker.
Yeah, Tyler, you're one of the craziest Astros fans on the planet. You concerned with this? You concerned with Dusty? Oh, God.
You hear that
hard sigh right off the jump.
You know what? I'm not. I'm not concerned, but if I see any kind of decision-making in the coming weeks that even resembles that, then I'm probably going to be. But right now, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I know what annoyed you, Clint, was that he came in the press game, the post-game press conference.
Well, that's just what justified it for me. Like, if he'd have came and said, "Hey, look, man, Rizzo's doing this, and that," I still would have disagreed with him. But like I always say, so I don't need to agree with somebody. I just need to feel comfortable about what's being done ultimately. Like if he'd have went in there and said, "Hey, man," if he'd have said anything other than what he said, I'd have been A-okay with it. Like, hey, man, he made a decision and it backfired on him. He went in there and both times said, "Oh, I didn't even consider walking Judge." Like, I'm thinking, what? Like, you didn't even consider it? I mean, I don't know how you even shape your mouth at that point in hindsight, knowing what happened, and say that. Much less if that. I mean, it was a major mistake. And it cost them. It cost them ball game. It cost them at least one ball game. In that series, really, if you look at in the moment, it cost them two ball games. But you can say that they would have went on to win it anyway if you'd have walked him.
You could fairly argue he cost them the two losses.
I'm gonna tell you, Hicks and Rizzo would have beat my ass, not Judge. That's the problem that I have with it.
Yeah, here's my thing is like I think you, especially you take the weekend, especially yesterday, and you weigh in on a couple of accounts. Either one, if you take what Dusty said, and he did, as Dusty is a fool. Like, this is bad managing, like, at the highest, letting Aaron Judge beat you when there's a base open, you got a young rookie pitcher who has done well against lefties and a guy who is struggling, as opposed to the guy who many people believe is the MVP of the league in Judge. Like, either Dusty is stupid, which I don't believe he is, or there was something else that he was trying to achieve there. Like you said, you got to get that game. I don't know. It'd be nice to win, right? They're playing hard to win, but you know, I just mean
with the way it all unfolded. Like if they would have lost that game 10-0, it's like, oh, it's just another game. They split the series, no big deal.
You're saying being up like that,
build up to where they were at. I mean, you got to do everything you can to win that ball game. You can't just go, oh, well, I'm going to put Seth in a position to see if he can win this. Well, no, do that versus the Mariners.
But I think there is a point of the Mariners is a team you don't feel like you got the team you feel like you're going to face. Is how many times are you going to be in a situation, maybe in the postseason, where you can't put Aaron Judge somewhere and you got to pitch to him? Like, if you never had a coach, and football is tough because every one of the games in football matters so much. Like, there's not 162 of them where you can. But if you ever had a coach that says, all right, man, if this was like SEC championship game or, you know, a huge game or a playoff game, I wouldn't normally, but I do want to see
how he reacts here or what he does faced in this situation. You've never had a coach? Because I think that happens in basketball or in football and baseball a lot, where a coach wants to check and see, to see, all right, let's see how he reacts in this situation. In a 10-game lead in the division,
in a series where
you see what you did.
I'm with you. I like where your head's at. But for me personally, Astros, Yankees, I mean, you know, hit the Jokers through six and a third, and you got a chance to just put the big boy. I don't care if Verlander's on the mound. Put him on first base, and let's go get Rizzo. I don't give a damn who's on the mound. But like,
you're set, in the just practice. What like, the hell are you gonna do anyway?
Like, yeah. I mean, even if you have like, what are we teaching him? If we're in the ALCS, and Seth Martinez is on the mound, which he's probably not going to be. I hope not. But if he is, since the bullpen got so worn down this week after the starters went 27 to 36 innings, if he is, and you're in that situation, are you going to? Oh boy, let's lean on that last experience back in June when Seth Martinez gave up a home or struck out or had success against. No, you're going to walk him in that situation. I hear your point, and it's a possibility.
I honestly believe.
I would like to think that's not where Dusty was at.
In the playoffs, they were. Oh, I definitely think Dusty was saying, "All right, let's take a look. Let me see what Seth can do." Because they're making like there's no way Dusty would let him beat him in Game 4 of the ALCS. No way. No, I don't believe so. As I said earlier, I put my hog on the table. I don't believe that at all.
Need to get on tippy toes to do it. Maybe you had to jump a little bit, get your old step up. You're the one that did it. I can hear the change rattling in your pocket.
You know that's a sensitive subject.
Oh, my bad, Chief.
You know that's a sensitive subject.
Right, we'll get you some thick soles on the shoe.
Yeah, let's start taking pictures on your bad side.
Don't do it. No bald spot.
All right, coming up, we'll finish because I see some calls and I see some people who have a thought on this. Are you really that concerned that Dusty's going to stop you from winning a championship? We'll finish that up. And coming up, tomorrow's a big day, not only for Deshaun Watson, but a big day to start for the Texans and what could be the future in the first round for those draft picks. That's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
From the text line, 832-NAW-SHOW, it's the Yankees. You beat them every chance you get. Any other team, I'll be okay with that scenario.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
Yeah, that's the team that you feel like you want to do it against. Like, I honestly believe, like, Dusty looked at that thing, all right, I'm going to put this kid in the spot. And I think if he, depending on how it performs, I think that would add some confidence with him. Now, I'm not going to say he don't have a lack of confidence, but, man, that boy Aaron Judge hit that ball so far, maybe Seth's just not quite ready yet.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask Dusty to just pull me aside and say, hey, bud, after the game, hey, man, I had to walk Judge because that's what we do in a real game. Doesn't matter where it was, that's what we do. I want you to know I don't not have confidence in you. I think because he's got a high strikeout rate, and he had struggled at the plate other than the double that he hit down the line to walk him off in the first game, and I think Dusty overthought it. Get the MVP out there, man. Walk him.
I think he would. I think
I'm from a different generation.
In a game that mattered, but I don't like this is not. I mean, like I said, they got a 10-game lead. He watched that series. He knows. Oh hell yeah. My team can roll with this team, if not better than them.
Agreed, wholeheartedly.
And let me see if I can put a little bit more, because you know the confidence that would have done for Seth. I don't know what it does now, but that confidence would have done for him. Well, let's go, baby.
Didn't do nothing for my confidence.
All right, let's take some calls. 713-572-4610. We'll start with you, Steven. Do you have real concern that Dusty Baker is going to cost the Astros winning a championship?
No, man, I don't have any real concern. I watched that whole series, and quite frankly, you know, Astros should have swept them. But I think when Dusty made that call yesterday, Aaron was 0-for-3 at the plate before. So maybe Dusty was, depending on him, not getting any hits that fourth at bat. And lo and behold, man, he took us out the box.
All right, yeah, I appreciate the call, Steven. No, that can't be it.
I mean, my only problem with that line of thinking is that Rizzo, a 220 hitter who has half the home runs, was sitting behind him, was 0-for-3 as well.
That's the
mindset for me. I mean, that's I don't know. I just
in October, I don't think he is going to allow. I don't think. I don't even think. I know Dusty in October is not going to allow Aaron Judge to beat him. He won't. I believe. Or Dusty is an absolute idiot, and I don't think Dusty is an idiot.
But here's my deal. I asked this question earlier. We didn't really answer it. If the shoe's on the other foot and Yordan Alvarez is up in the 10th inning of that ball game, and instead of walking him, they pitch to him and he walks that thing off. We're sitting here today having a conversation. I cannot believe the Yankees did that.
And
you kidding me? The Yankees just did that.
And the only thing that I would look at and say is Aaron Boone trying to establish something. Is Aaron Boone trying to get to a guy, see how a guy reacts in this situation. Because they have a 12.5 game lead,
but
too.
That's not even a realistic – you're not going to do that. There's not a situation in baseball where whoever's on the mound, you're going to ask to pitch to Judge or Yordan in that situation. What are we learning?
But there may be a situation where they are forced to.
The only thing would be there's bases loaded in a tie ball game or in a crunch late in the game.
Bases loaded, or they're leading he's leading off. There may be a big time situation where you can't put a guy on, and you want to see how he reacts in that. And both of these managers are in a situation where they don't need these games, right? Like, I mean, they're so far in front in their divisions. Like, they don't need these games, and they can do some things like this. All right, Larry and Stafford, I'll let you jump in here. Go ahead, Larry.
There you go with that let me again stuff, man. I am telling you.
You're damn right I'm letting you.
Look here, just because you just got that little tight taper on your little haircut, your ankles ain't swollen no more, man. Your ankles ain't swollen no more. You get to wear and walk around in your little tight white jeans and stuff, man. Don't let this phone call fool you. So, hey, I got a question for you and Clint. When y'all go to that testosterone center that y'all advertise for, did they cut y'all nuts over there too, man? Because we talking about Dusty Baker. Is you using adjectives like fool and crazy and all this in June baseball? Look, Seth Martinez is not going to be somebody that we're going to worry about come September and October. Because once we get Alderizzi and get Lance back and everybody back, they're bringing up Anoli and all. As long as they don't bring Josh James back, we're going to have something. The Yankees going to have something to deal with come September and October. And here's the thing. I think for the series, Aaron Judge was 2-for-12 for the series. I'm also thinking that there was 2 outs. So, yeah, you could have walked him if you're trying to play strategic baseball and just get out the inning in a game that you know you should have won, because it never even should have came down to that, because we led the whole damn game. Aaron Judge is a good ball player, and pitchers make mistakes. That was a bad pitch because if you remember in that sequence, the first pitch out, I think Martinez had Aaron Judge outside the plate to the left, and Aaron swings like he always does. This is not that big of a deal, man. And for everybody that continuously try to blame Dusty about this, and when you ask the question, well, can Dusty get us to where we're going? If I'm not mistaken, Dusty Baker got the Astros to the World Series just last year while the Yankees were sitting their ass at home after we got through with them. Look, here's the thing. It's baseball. There's 162 of these games. You try different combinations to get guys into the preparation of they may have to face different situations. I tell my son that all the time when he's throwing that thing, man. You got to have somebody on that mound that's going to have the confidence to know that I'm going to go after this dude, and I don't give a damn what his name is. And for sure, I think it was you, but it may have been Clint, and Clint my dog, but I even heard somebody say, well, I don't care if it was Justin Verlander up there. Do y'all know who y'all talking about when you talk about Justin Verlander would have threw every damn fastball he got at Aaron Judge ass. And if Dusty would have walked out there and told Verlander that you better walk Judge, Verlander would have sent Dusty ass back to that mine, to that book, that bench or dugout and told him, hey, man, nah, we don't do that kind over here because I'm a man's man. Look here, show. I ain't going to mess with you too many more times, man. But that let me stuff thing, I'm going to get you a ball fade and I'll holler.
I'll holler.
I got to say something, Larry. That wasn't one of your best, man. You're better than that, Larry. I need you. It's Monday. I don't know, man. It's Monday.
No.
It's the summer. You're not in. The Astros been rolling easy. Like I'm gonna need you to come with it better than that. And I'm so confused. You didn't told us that we get our nuts taken at Low T Center. Well, hell, both of neither we disagreed.
They actually gave me mine back.
They never took mine. But I'm just saying, somebody, you had to agree with somebody here. We were on different sides of the argument, so you got both of our nuts being taken. You had to be on one of our sides. We had to agree with one of us. And hell, to be honest with you, when I come away from it, I think you agreed with both of us.
I was just so happy.
He didn't agree. I'm the one that said, "Look, I'm just telling you, man. I mean, I don't give a damn who is on the bump. If it's a critical game." And you've got an open bag, and I don't care who you are, you choose to throw to Aaron Judge and not, when you've got a choice, Aaron Judge or Rizzo batting 220, and you choose to pitch to Aaron Judge, if you do that, your ego's getting in the way of you making really sound decisions and giving yourself the best chance to win ball game.
And I'm telling you right now, I would react completely different if this is October and game four. There's no way in hell. I wouldn't defend him. I wouldn't defend him. I don't care. Yeah. There's no way in game four, game whatever in the ALCS that I'm leaving Seth Martinez in there to face Aaron Judge with two outs and a base open. And I don't believe Dusty is. But from one of the points Larry did make, I do think managers, all right, middle of the year, just like, all right, I would normally take him out in the sixth, but I want to see what Luis Garcia could do and push him again. So I'm going to run him back in there in the seventh. Or we see this, as he said, sometimes different combinations to see how a guy is going to react. And I think that is, in my opinion, of what that was. Because, like, many people are comparing him to Tony La Russa. Now, I think Tony La Russa is senile and watches and watches stuff like Sister Odell did, the Love Boat, and just church, like Sister Odell did on Kings of Comedy. So I don't think Dusty is in the boat of Tony La Russa. But I'm Larry's lying. Right now, if this was game four or game five in the ALCS, and he let Dusty walked up there and let Seth Martinez pitch to Aaron Judge with a base open with two outs and the game on the line, we would all be killing Dusty. And I don't believe that is going to happen. But I do think he wanted to see how this kid would react.
Well, there's I have.
And I'm okay with that.
I'm with you, show. If that is what happened, if that was, hey, I'm going to run him back out here and just see what happened, okay, then I'm with you. If I knew that to be true, then I could live with it. Again, had he said that in the post-game presser, I could live with it. I would have said, okay, cool. I wouldn't have done it that way, but I can get down with it. My problem with the thought that I don't give a damn who's on the mound. I mean, I don't care who. Their odds are better against Rizzo. Like, if we're not in our mind, I'm just talking about to Larry's point about, like, Verlander and letting him hang and Verlander's going to go at. I'm not saying he couldn't in a situation where he had to. I'm telling you, if we're not in a position where, and I'm not a let's play a certain way regular season, and then change things in the playoffs anyway. But if we're at a point where we've got, okay, these are your options, and we let our ego get in the way of how we handle situations, that's the kind of stuff that gets you beat. I don't know if Dusty's I'm not sitting here saying he's going to cost you a championship. I'm going to say that making those kind of decisions cost you games.
Oh, I'm with you.
And I don't like it.
If Verlander was in the seventh in the postseason against the Yankees, and it's two outs and the Astros are up one and Judge is coming to the plate with a base open,
yeah.
I am telling him to walk him get to Rizzo. And I understand Justin Verlander is on the mound, but I'm going to – hey, I'm not playing around with it. I believe I want you to face Rizzo.
Right. Well, here's the other.
Maybe I don't want to load the bases with it. But
here's the other thought of that too. Show is like, oh, I mean, and Larry even said it. Oh, well, and I agree with this. Hey, man, guys make mistakes. Guys miss on location. Guys sometimes are trying to throw it in the dirt and they leave it high and they put it in the wheelhouse. I tell you what, I'd rather make that mistake with Rizzo at the plate than Judge. If that's the premise that we're going to live by and how we're going to make decisions, and I would rather do that with Rizzo at the plate than
in a game that really mattered. I would feel much more comfortable with my decision. I could lay down and sleep at night if I were Dusty. If Rizzo in a game that mattered, if Rizzo hit a grand slam to end it, rather than what happened yesterday. Sure. If a game that mattered,
right?
These games here have been held. The way the Angels and Mariners are doing, what are those idiots? I mean, are they? Oh, the Rangers are somewhere in there. Did you see that yesterday? That ridiculous fight. We talk about the fights that happen. Hey, now they actually the Angels and Mariners actually wanted a piece of each other.
Oh, Twinker,
the AL West basement brawl.
Yeah, that was there. You go, a little basement brawl. Yeah, they wanted each other. That was. I still don't know the name of the fella, but I'd like Tyler to book him. Whoever that reliever was for the Angels.
Oh, I read it earlier. Iglesias something.
Is that his name? Iglesias or something?
Enrique That's his Iglesias? First name. No, his first name's Iglesias something.
Whoever it is, if y'all missed that fight, they got after it, right? This was more than just, and those bullpen guys, Clint, they ran in. They thought it was just going to be the normal thing. They was like, oh, shoot, we got to come in and actually do something. They was winning when they got in there. But whoever it was, after they got everything, because they stopped and started two or three times. Whoever it was, they got it all done. Some cat came in and just said, you know what, I'm good and pissed off. You know what I do when I get mad? I'm going to find this bucket of sunflower seeds. And I'm going to run out and just throw it on the field.
Are you shitting me?
And then walk out. I just want to know from that fella, like, what was the plan here?
He
like,
lost
what
it.
What were you trying to accomplish here? Let me just get out here and throw it out. Throw it out there. I believe had he been an Astro, that Dusty would have made him go out there and pick it up.
You think Dusty would have blocked the entrance to the dugout and been like, all right, now turn around and walk your ass back out there and clean up the field so we can finish this ball game?
Yes. Yes. I just don't get that. Like what is that? I'm so pissed off. I'm so mad.
The crazy thing was it was their field. Like I thought, well, the first time I saw it, I thought, boy, he's just going to mess their field up. And he's just going to throw it all out there and make the Mariners go get their cleanup guy. Hell, it was an Angel that did it. It was his own cleanup crew had to clean the place up.
Like, I don't get that. Like, what was he sitting there thinking? I'm so pissed off. Let me grab the first thing I got here. I'm going to grab these sunflower seeds and this bubble gum, and I'm just going to fire it out there. Who gets mad and does that?
The dugout camera caught him doing it from the jump, and everybody just kind of watched him. What is this clown doing?
That was the lamest thing I ever saw. By the way, a little breaking news. Kyrie Irving is opting in for his $36.5 million with the Nets.
Wow, dude.
So he is opting in.
But requested a trade.
But they gave him permission to seek out a trade. So that could still do a sign and trade.
It guarantees his money, right?
Yeah, I mean, sign and trade, yeah, where he could go to the Lakers. The Lakers could do a sign and trade. The reason why this is. One, this is a huge story in the NBA, and God, I know people are crossing their fingers if he, whatever happens, the drama of this, because this could turn out so great for the Rockets if Kyrie Irving leaves and then Kevin Durant wants to leave, which the Nets are reported from Brian Windhorst of ESPN to be prepared to lose both of them. We know the Rockets have those picks from the James Harden trade. This could, I mean, their picks could be as good as the Rockets.
Yeah.
Like, they could have two lottery picks, you know, forthcoming with those guys. Because the Nets, without him, without those two, I mean, we saw they got swept with those two from the Celtics. it means they didn't have a lot behind them anyway.
How about that? You knew you had to think when they traded when the Nets traded James Harden. You had to believe at that point, like, okay, this thing could fall apart and the Rockets could make out pretty good. But, I mean, we're less than...
I forgot they got Ben Simmons over there just sitting over there not playing.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're less than... I mean, we're... I mean, how many months removed from the James Harden trade are we? I mean, that happened mid-season, didn't it?
Mid-season, yeah.
Which is not good enough.
So, I mean, you got to feel like, you know, maybe a year from now... There's a good chance that Kyrie's crazy ass would fall off and KD's 35 years old. Maybe you get a little bit. Maybe those ones on the back end that you got could be pretty good. Man, it's happening. It happened in less than 6 months.
Yes, and the options you could have is, well, one, is there a great player that comes out that you may have a chance to get? Or two, with the picks that you have, and they could be very high picks, like you could make a trade for veterans. Guys that are ready to go or big-time stars that come available.
Think about that. I've always talked about, like with the Rockets, if they can build 3 through 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, and then make a big-time play for a couple of superstars to add to hopefully a couple of these rookies that they hit on, And the right superstars in the right position at the right time, and even a veteran role player if they wanted to, that had to be the plan anyway. They're going to have plenty of ammunition to make potentially if this whole KD and Kyrie Brooklyn Nets thing falls apart, which it looks like it is. I mean, they could potentially have more than enough ammo to make that happen sooner rather than later.
It's huge. Really, keep an eye on that. Texans All Access coming up behind us. The best of with Tyler Milner comes up after that as well. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
When you were younger, did you ever draw Garfield? I could draw Garfield. Did you draw Ninja Turtles?
I traced them.
Well, you're lazy as hell.
I'm not a good drawer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.